A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus came to Nazareth, where he had grown up, and went according to his custom into the synagogue on the Sabbath day. He stood up to read and was handed a scroll of the prophet Isaiah. He unrolled the scroll and found the passage where it was written, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to bring glad tidings to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim liberty to captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to let the oppressed go free, to proclaim a year acceptable to the Lord." Rolling up the scroll, he handed it back to the attendant and sat down. And the eyes of all the synagogue looked intently at him. He said to them, "Today the scripture passage is fulfilled in your hearing." And all spoke highly of him, and were amazed at the gracious words that came from his mouth. He also asked, "Is this not the son of Joseph?" He said to them, "Surely you will quote me this proverb, 'Physician, cure yourself and say, do here in your native place the things we have heard were done in Capernaum.'" And he said, "Amen, I say to you, no prophet is accepted in his own native place. Indeed, I tell you, there were many widows in Israel the days of Elijah. The sky was closed for 3.5 years, and a severe famine spread over the entire land. It was to none of these that Elijah was sent, but only to a widow in Zarephath in the land of Sidon. Again, there were many lepers in Israel during the time of Elisha the prophet, yet not one of them was cleansed, but only Naaman the Syrian." The people in the synagogue heard this. They were all filled with fury. They rose up, drove him out of the town, and led him to the brow of the hill, which their town had been built to hurl him down headlong. He passed through the midst of them and went away. The Gospel of the Lord. We see in this gospel today that Jesus was not exactly accepted by those at his own town, that people knew him, but yet they still rejected him. It was almost, he was too close to them. And in our own lives, we too are going to face rejection by those that we love the most. Sometimes it's very hard to be a practicing Catholic in this world. In fact, some of your family members may think you're crazy for being at Mass right now, right? Oh, you said yes right away. So, what do? We take comfort that if it happened to the Lord, it happens to us too. So don't get discouraged. Just know that, you know, that's part of our human nature. Do you think anybody in my family has ever gone to me to confession? No. They don't want to. And I get that. Of their brother, of their son. So my friends, our Lord is going to use our lives to do great things, but it's often not going to be with those that we're closest to or we call family. But we will love them in different ways and be there for them. So don't get discouraged. God is going to use you for great things. So don't be afraid or feel rejected, but rather be strong in your faith and pray for those family members. I know we all have family members that we wish still practice their faith. I'd be a millionaire for every time I had a parent come up to me and say, "Well, Father, I sent them to Catholic school. Now they don't go to church," right? Pray. So let's do that right now. Who in our family maybe do we need to love more? And really, really pray for them that God may bless them and that they may not feel rejected by love.